The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
In the past year, right here in Perth, 56 people experiencing homelessness have lost their lives. That's more than one death a week. It's a shameful number of deaths at a time when our state is experiencing an economic boom. The most recent death, a mum of six, Alana Garlett. Joining me now is her sister, Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, how are you, Ben?
Firstly, can I just say sympathies to you and your family. Was this your greatest fear for your sister?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, she was only 38. Do you have any answers?
Yeah. No, look, the coroners won't even give us the answer. All they're saying is a cardiac arrest. But if the police can pull the CCTV cameras in, we'd be able to see who was with her last. And question them.
Can you tell us, what do you know at this point? What happened?
Well, we got told, I was in Narrogin, but we got told that we were next of kin, me and my niece. And when they said, we've got some news, police coming in, we said, we've got some news about your sister. Have you got a sister named Alana Garrett? I said, yeah. That's when they told us that she had passed. She was unconscious behind the Wellington Street Church. That's how they found her. Someone rang an ambulance for her.
And you're still none the wiser as to what happened?
Yeah, no, that's it. If we're kept in the dark. At the end of the tunnel, there should be a light.
And how has this news and this uncertainty impacted your family?
It really shocked us, hey? Because we were close. We were a very close family.
And she'd been sleeping rough. How long had she been homeless for?
I'd say about 8 to 9 years.
Wow.
She's been homeless for. This is where we want the government to fund the Department of Housing. And the Department of Housing, pull your fingers out. Because at the end of the day, they've got families. And you might be one of their family members, you know? And this happens. You wouldn't be able to forgive yourself. So, yeah, it's so bad, you know?
And talking about public housing, what was your sister's history with public housing? Was she on the waiting list for a property?
There's empty properties out there. Well, Department of Housing help. You know, like I said, it's just paperwork.
And what about your mum, Michelle? How's she coping?
Oh, she's really heartbroken. But she just says that she wants to pursue what happened to my sister. Also, she said about these homeless people. Help them, get them off the streets. You know, these people who've got big jobs, especially Aboriginals, they'll sit there, walk past, look at the person, even if they know the person. They'll look at the person in disgrace, like they've disgusted them. Well, that's them, you know, they got kicked out of houses. Come on. You know, that's what made them homeless. And they had children, you know? So sad. How the government is treating these people. There's no heart.
So often in these situations, we hear that people who are forced into homelessness are battling mental health problems. They might have issues around drug and alcohol. Do you think intervention is the key here? Should people have tried to
intervene?
Help
yes, of course
earlier?
They should intervene. Not only that, they should let them know that they're there for them. Don't turn your back on them, you know? Don't walk past and don't say hello or anything like that. Me, when I get in there, I'm happy and, you know, go and see my sister. I say hello to everybody. It's like, yeah. So I was supposed to be a shy person, but yeah. Because my sister knew him on the streets, you know? That's the reason why.
And do you feel it's the general public and people in positions of power who are really turning their backs on people who are struggling?
Yes, 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 that is true. Because we see it every day. Why are they in these places if they're turning their backs on these families and people, you know, on the streets, the homeless and families that want to be housed? You know, so ridiculous.
What's the happiest memory you have of your sister?
Oh, dancing in the street. And that whistle, man, that was piercing. Yeah, that whistle, yeah. That song Ed Sheeran. Talking out loud or speaking out loud or something. Or thinking out loud. that's yeah, one of the songs that she used to dance to too. I miss those times, eh? Yeah, I love my sister.
We talk about funding, Michelle. Like, what do you think when you hear Premier Mark McGowan talking about WA having a $5 billion surplus?
You know, I think, see how they're getting fat cats? Tycoons, whatever they call them, tycoons. They should be, when they go on their trips and everything, at least your house is out. Don't be frightened. At least you'll have a house to come home to. But these people are homeless. There's so many other family members out there that are homeless of ours. And it's really hurting us.
And in a winter like this that has been one of the roughest on record for decades, do you worry that your sister won't be the last?
That's true. Yeah, that's right. That's why I'm telling all these people, if you've got a family that's homeless, don't get them out of town. Help them get housing. Don't sit back and wait for something to happen to them. Because we're finding it hard to grieve. We're grieving so hard, you know, because she's our baby sister. And we shouldn't have her as a memory. You know, we should have her as a, you know, being alive and in house with the children around her and her grandchildren, you know. Because her grandchildren are going to, you know, grow up not knowing who she was. We can only, you know, show photos, like a picture in a frame. That's all we can show them. And that is really sad for us and my mother, you know, the siblings and the parents.
And Michelle, like, I think your message to the fat cats is very clear. Spend some of that $5 billion on housing for people who need it. But I want to know,
that's true.
What's your message to people like me who have a roof over our head, we have a warm bed at night, we're removed, very far removed from the issues that people sleeping rough have to deal with on a daily basis. What's your message to people like that?
Instead of walking past them, stop and say hello. Get to know them. You know, they sit there nearly every day near train stations, near the McDonald's. Don't walk and turn your head the other way. Because at the end of the day, you could be sitting there and it could be the other way around.
Michelle, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your story
today. Ben.
I really appreciate it. And again, our sympathies to you and your family in this difficult time.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you very much.